Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
New York State Assemblyman Paul Bologna, he's also my Assemblyman, here in studio. Paul, welcome back. We've got a lot to get to at the state level. By the way, I want to illustrate this. I said this on Friday. Governor Kathy Hochul was right down the street on Friday and didn't stop by the studio.
How dare her?
Right? Come on. I would have loved to have her on the weekday show. But you have, you've been talking with, Governor Hochul. Let's start, before we get into this, where do we stand today? Because, you know, we're less than a month from January 1st. Is the mandate still paused? What is the current status of the electrification mandate?
Maybe. So, again, like it might be about a month ago now. The federal court decided to, in agreement with the state, pause the All Electric Buildings Act, which then kind of started a cavalcade of things that would be paused until the court is ultimately able to rule on whether or not, you know, it's acceptable in, you know, legally. So we're kind of waiting on that. Now, there are vehicle mandates that are still going to take effect, and things like the 100-foot rule, which is on the governor's desk literally right now. I think she has until Friday of this upcoming week to sign it. I might be off by a day or two. Sign it, veto it, or pocket veto it. But again, if that is signed, that goes into effect January 1st, 2026. Mm. So there's a lot of things that are up in the air. And my biggest plea to listeners, to anyone who's even remotely involved in this, just because you heard something was paused, this is the beginning of the fight. Like, this upcoming year is the beginning of the electrification fight, like truly in New York State. So if you have a representative, I mean, if it's me, call me. I don't care. I mean, if it's a senator, call your legislator and see where they stand on this issue, because it is that important.
Now, you wrote a letter to the governor on the 5th about the energy code, and I thought it was interesting. And here you cite a very liberal state of Vermont and the way they handle it. So what are you asking for the governor and your example from Vermont as well?
Well, again, so not with this is partially kind of something that has been paused as well, but it's kind of it's irrelevant because if the courts rule that the All Electric Buildings Act is somehow, you know, legal, then all the energy code is going to go into effect as well. So this is kind of a preemptive letter. But long and short of it is, it's the building code for the future, if you will. So if you ever heard, like, you know, a contractor talk about 16 on center, like, you know, how far your studs have to be apart, or the way your house is insulated, or the way that electricity is coming into your house, or the way that outlets are set up. Like, every little tiny thing that goes into your house is regulated by code. And this is basically making an electric and energy code for the future. So talking to builders, this is going to increase the prices of homes by thousands upon thousands of dollars. And Vermont basically saw this and was like, all right, look, like we need to take a beat here. So what they did was they allowed flexibility between their 2020 code and 2025 code to allow builders basically to make a decision what's happening, what's best for the project that they're doing at that time.
And that's Vermont.
That's Vermont. That's Vermont. So, I mean, you know, and again, disclosure, like, my dad was a builder for years. Like, my first jobs were on houses. There's not many parts of houses that I personally have not built. Like, I've, you know, odd jobs are in the summer. So I don't think that the people who are writing these things or passing these things really understand what the hell goes into building a house anyway. And this is really what bothers me. And this is kind of the point that I made to the governor. She's saying two things that are really getting to me. One, she is saying that her biggest priority is energy affordability and housing affordability. Those are her two cornerstones of her administration. But she's passing policy that are completely contrary to those two things. Then she is saying, well, as far as energy is concerned, we're taking an all of the above approach. What the hell does that mean? What is all of the above? Because everything that I see that you're doing is chipping away at natural gas. So what is all above about that? Like, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't pretend to be capitulating to the left and the environmentalist, but then somehow also ride this line of being like, oh, well, I'm a model. Like, you can't have it both ways. Pick one.
Well, I think we all know it's not 2012 yeah. Kathy Hochul.
But it's like, you know what? Like, honest to God, if you go all in on the electrification, like, at least we know where you stand.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to, like, you know, pull the wool over everyone's. Like, just pick a lane, stay in it, and then deal with the consequences. Because to me, the pause of all of this stuff, and again, she had to sign off on all that. It's not a pause. It's an admission. And it's an admission that they know that from a physics standpoint, we can't do this going into 2026.
But looking at, you know, because I get this question all the time when this comes up, it's, well, the courts that are going to make the ruling on this, you know, where do they stand? Because obviously we see a lot of, liberal leaning judges doing one thing, conservative leaning judges. The court that's going to make this decision on the state of New York, where do they stand? And as soon as they say it's good, right, if they say it's legal, I mean, could we be looking at the next day this thing in effect?
Yeah. I'm not an attorney, so I don't necessarily, Clinton, trust me, I don't claim to be one. But from my understanding, this is at a federal level. This is a federal court. So these are not, typical, judges that are at the state level. These are federal judges. Now, they are appointed by the president and at the recommendation of Congress. But, I think that there's a little bit more middle of the road with these judges. So I'm hoping that's what transpires here.
Now, the 100-foot rule, and last time we heard that, Bill Conrad was on my weekday show talking about that he was siding with Republicans, especially the way he was talking. I don't know the way he was voting. But what is the 100-foot rule? And is that going to change on January 1st? Is that part of the pause? How is that affected in the next two weeks?
That's a whole separate thing from the All-Electric Buildings Act. The 100-foot rule, like, as of now, the first 100 feet of a new gas line is paid for by the utility companies, and it's kind of dispersed amongst the community. So, you know, it's not costing you thousands of dollars to put in a new gas line to your home. That is completely eliminated. So, like, you want to build a house, you know, you and I both live in Clarence, right? So you want to build a house on Lap Road, and you know you're a couple hundred feet off the road, like you're responsible now for putting in that entire gas line individually. And there in certain towns where there's a certain amount of frontage between, you know, the house and the road, you know, that adds up real quick. And again, we're not even talking like mansions or McMansions here. You want to put into development, you know, it's the same concept. And again, this goes contrary to what the governor has said. I want affordable housing. Well, this isn't making housing affordable. If you're putting in an extra $10,000 on the cost of a house to put in a gas line, that's not making it affordable. So, you know, and here's the other thing about this. The All-Electric Buildings Act and the mandates, one of the things I'll hear is, well, gas generators are still legal under this. You can still put in a gas generator. But if you can't get natural gas to your house, a gas generator is just a really expensive ornament. Like, you can give me a Ferrari, but if you don't give me any fuel, what good does it do me?
I mean, do you feel that is the goal?
Obviously, yes.
They're not saying it, but, I mean, we've talked about the house code and everything. They want to get more electric cars on the road. That's mm-hmm. part of what's going to affect with the first step of the vehicle mandate. Now, last time we talked about this, it's 35% of vehicles sold have to be electric?
25 in there. I don't know if it's 25 or 35.
And that's on the dealerships to...
Yeah. And that's like, people don't want to come in and buy electric cars, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to say, okay, sorry, I can't help you. I'm not at my 25%.
Sorry. Like, I don't know what... Like, I don't know how you enforce that either. It's just... Yes. To your point, the goal is, okay, if we can't outright say we're going to eliminate natural gas or gasoline or fossil fuels, then how do we make it so... cost prohibitive? How do we make it so burdensome?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The people are like, well, screw it. I'm just going to go electric. Yeah, like, that's the goal.
And we force the gas companies out of New York State.
It's dumb. But here's the other thing. Like, almost 50% of electricity in New York State already comes from natural gas. I don't know. And so here's the other thing. And the lazy argument that I hear from the other side is this. Well, if you're not for these mandates, you clearly don't care about the environment. Right. And like, that is just the weakest and laziest argument I've heard. But in addition to which, only 0.04% of the global carbon emissions come from New York State. 0.04%. Like, China, India, and Russia. If let's say this, we just stopped our economy altogether and everyone just like stayed inside and just, you know, got blankets just for ad nauseum. China, India, and Russia would make up that 0.04% like that.
Yeah. It's always been a problem of mine is we, you know, we're the ones, we're supposed to get these mandates. And then, like you said, you look overseas, we're canceling that out in Erie County?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's also funny how things have changed. Brian Mazurowski pointed this out a while ago. You know, it was just, 10 years ago that natural gas was supposed to be the
cleanest
savior?
Thing. The cleanest thing ever. That's clean natural gas. And, like, it's still – like, that's the frustrating part about it. It still is. And it just – look – You can't save the economy by destroying your middle class. And that's what New York State is literally doing right now.
I want to go to this. The DiNapoli, who's been on Hardline, put this out there. And this goes on what you're saying about the governor saying affordable housing. The comptroller, DiNapoli, says that Gen Z and young millennials. Are we young millennials? Are we at the young end?
I think we're actually older millennials.
Oh, no.
I was born in 87.
I was born in 88.
So. Okay, so yeah, we're like on the older end of the millennials.
Jeez, okay, there goes that young. Gen Z and young millennials in New York struggle with economic affordability challenges. And in here, he talks about housing and expenses and debt burdens. I mean, he says this right here. New York State's not making it easier for anybody.
No.
Like, if you're a person who goes to work every day, work 40, there's a good chance you work a second job
exactly,
at the very least. And, I mean, it just doesn't seem like New York State is doing anything about this. They're saying, hey, we recognize this, but sorry.
Yeah.
You have to pay more and more and more because we need money for, well, you know, people who are not here legally and so on and so forth.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of problems that New York State has. I actually look at New York State in a competition with other states. Like, I think that constantly we are in a competition with Pennsylvania, with Ohio, with North Carolina, with South Carolina, with the Dakotas for cost of living, for, you know, business procurement. And, our economic trajectory is tethered to theirs because it's a competition. And again, we understand we're all the United States of America, but each individual state sets their own policies and basically charters their own course economically because we're in a competition. So things like raising the minimum wage, there was just an article in the Buffalo News about this morning. In 2015, we raised the minimum wage in New York State, like kind of in perpetuity. We did it in 2027, it's going to be attached to CPI for ad nauseum. So we've created artificial inflation in New York State by doing that. Like, if you talk to any company, they're like, yeah, we have massive wage compression. We have people who were just starting, 2 weeks ago that are now making just as much as someone who has been working here for 7 years.
It's crazy because I always say, like, that's just going to – where's the incentive to work your way up? If I start making $17, well, I came from retail. When I was working retail before I was here, like, a manager could not make that much more than the person that came in minimum wage. So even you get more responsibilities, but there's not enough money because the state is making you pay the high school student who comes in for 10 hours a week, $17 an hour.
And when you have your surrounding states – that have minimum wage at like anywhere between $7 and $10 an hour, and ours are already up at like $17, $18. Like, okay, if I'm a business, why the hell would I go to New York? Because my labor cost is going to be insane compared to surrounding states. Then you do cost of living. So, what's housing? Your energy costs. I talked to a really reputable local builder and basically said, look, the reason your housing is so expensive is I can't find a framer for like under $50 an hour. And that's because the minimum wage has gone up.
Yeah.
And like, that's why your house is so damn expensive, because it drives up the price of building new houses. You can't build enough inventory to meet the demand. So here we are. I mean, that's New York State.
Again, I always say, not you, Paul, obviously, but a lot of people in Albany seems to be that they are so removed from the real world.
Yeah.
I mean, the next mayor of Buffalo, I would fit into that category, seems to be so removed from the real world that we live every day.
There's a difference between what you do in theory. Because, like, look, socialism is great in theory. Like, communism is great. They're like, oh, we all, pitch in and everything's great and we're all doing a job. Like, sure, it's awesome in theory, but in practice, it completely falls apart. I am an unapologetic capitalist in every way, shape, and form. Like,
not a naughty word in this studio, Paul.
Yeah, okay? No, I mean, I just it is frustrating for me because in Albany, I mean, simple economics does not really go into the calculus of a lot of decisions that are made there. Things like supply, demand, how that affects costs. It's like, people cannot think beyond the policy or the press release that they're writing. So I used to work for Jane Corwin. In 2015, I wrote a column on minimum wage for her. And again, this is 10 years ago now. I whipped that out the other day and I'm like, well, yeah, everything that I said was going to happen happened because here we are. But I'm like, you have to be able to think in 5 and 10 years, and that's how you can, do economic forecasts. That's how you can do, you know, make policy that actually is going to help future generations, not just keep you stuck in the mud.
I got to ask you this before we get out of here. Elise Stefanik has announced her run for governor.
Yep.
Bruce Blakeman announced his run. Now, during the week, I will give you my even though Hardline's not for my opinion, but during the week, I said I thought that was a bad move because I think the Republicans need anything they can to get one up on Hochul, not having a primary. Now you're going to have two Republicans going after each other. What do you think of the Republicans now likely having a primary before November?
I'm not sure it's going to get to a primary. I endorsed Elise Stefanik. I think she's great. I think she has a number of things that not only Bruce Blakeman but Kathy Hochul don't have. Elise is around yours and my age. Yep. Like I think she's 40 or 41. She has a young kid. You know, Kathy Hochul talks about being the first mom governor. You know, and again, this is not being ageist, but like your kids are grown,
right?
Like, you know, when we were kids, things were a hell of a lot different than they are now. So, like, Elise is dealing with things that you and I deal with.
Right.
You know, being a working mom. You know, the price of pouches. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so Elise is dealing with those things now. So, to your point, I do think it's a bad idea for another person. Again, I think we need to be united behind one candidate. I think that all our time, energy, and resources need to be focused on the poor job that this current governor is doing, and less time, you know, fighting each other, because I think this is the best opportunity that we have had to take back the governor's seat in the past 15 years.
It's got to be. And if Elise Stefanik were to win, I mean, then you would think the following years you would start chipping away at their majority in the houses in Albany.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the very least, it's going to be a check on the majority.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm such a big fan of her.
Assemblyman Paul Bologna. Paul, great having you in studio. Thank you.
Joe. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.